The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, June the 5th. Let's start off with Michelle Imes. Well, good to have you here, Michelle.
Thank you.
And we're also going to talk about Soapbox Derby that's coming up this weekend. But Michelle is here to tell us about Safe Kids Discovery Day. And yours is coming up a couple of weeks from now,
yes,
right?
Yes, Saturday, June 23rd.
With MU Hospital, Children's Hospital. Now, what is Safe Kids Discovery Day?
Well, it's where families and children can discover safety. Mm-hmm. And health.
And so what do you do? How do you discover the safety?
Well, you go to different booths throughout the event. We're going to have fire trucks. We're going to be teaching about trunk entrapments.
Trunk entrapment?
Mm-hmm. So never how to get out if there was ever a case that you got stuck in the trunk of your car. Also, if you were ever never leaving your children home or alone in a vehicle because of how hot it can get.
Yeah, yeah. That's something I think... unless it's drilled in over and over again, it's hard to realize. Could we talk about that with leaving our pets in the car?
Yeah.
The temperature inside the car on a summer day within a couple of minutes can shoot up to 160, 170 degrees.
It's very scary how fast it can go.
Yeah.
Just a minute. You never want to leave, even if you're just going into the store for a minute to get your milk.
You don't want to leave the kids in the car. And there's a lot of other good reasons why you don't want to leave the kids in the car by themselves, too. They can get lost. Somebody can take them. And you don't want to sound negative about it, but it's important to keep that in mind. So these are all topics that you will be touching on during Safe Kids Discovery Day.
Yes.
Now that's the safety part. What are they going to discover?
They're going to be discovering what is safety and why it's important. And mm-hmm. they're also going to be discovering a little bit about health because we're starting it off with a youth-only fun run. A 3K and a 5K race will start off the day.
Youth-only?
Yes.
What are you talking about, youth?
We're saying 6 to 17.
Oh,
6 years old to 17.
Okay, that sounds good. And mm-hmm. that's for anybody that wants to participate, as long as they're 6 to 17 years mm-hmm. of age, and they'll be carded, right?
They will.
they'll be checked. If people want more information on this, how do they go about finding out?
www.muhealth/safekids.
Okay. And that date is?
June 23rd.
And you'll be there?
I'll be there.
Okay. I remember, we were talking before we went on, I remember it used to be called Kids Day. And
yes.
this was about 25 years or so ago. And James and I were involved with it, where we used to interview the kids on videotape for about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and then give the tape to the parents so that they could keep this. And I remember this. Thousands of kids coming. I mean, it was massive, the number of people that would come down for
it's that. It's a fun day.
Yeah. Well, I wish you the very best with it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Now, we turn to Rick McKernan, who has the Downtown Optimist Club Soapbox Derby, and that's coming up this Sunday.
This Sunday.
Just around the corner, and it seems to me like it was just yesterday that we were talking about this, but actually it was about 3 or 4 months ago that we were talking about Soapbox Derby. So it's been in the planning for quite a while.
It takes almost a year to actually plan and all the moving parts for this.
Yeah, and this is something that happens every year?
Every year. This year, we've been doing this since in the 1960s.
Now, why did the Downtown Optimist Club get involved with this?
It's real simple. It involves kids. And that's the mission of the Downtown Optimist Club, is helping kids.
Yeah. So if a kid wants to participate in this, is it too late now, just 4 days or 5 days ahead of time?
It is now. But if somebody has an interest in racing for next year, then they just need to contact one of the Derby officials. They'll all be wearing red shirts on Sunday.
Okay.
And get their name in the hat
for next year.
One of the cars next year.
Okay. So give us, break it down. How does this happen? It doesn't just say, okay, next Sunday we're going to have a soapbox derby and race them on the street.
I wish it were that simple. The Downtown Optimist Club is a primary sponsor for this, but we have the support of a number of businesses here in Columbia, and they help sponsor the car and the driver. Mm-hmm. We have three different divisions, and the stock division is kids from 7 to age 14, and then the super stock and the master's division are kids from 10 to 17.
And how many kids will you have participating on Sunday?
We're going to have, I think, 15 in each of the stock and super stock, and we'll have 6 in the master's division.
Okay, so about 21, 22 people, something like that.
No, 36.
36, okay.
Yeah.
Now, you actually close off?
We're the only people to get a block off Broadway for a whole day.
The whole day.
The whole day. When they have big parades like they did a few weeks ago
on Memorial Day,
they let them have it for a few hours and then they send them off. But they let us.
You can,
we've got it for the whole day.
From what time to what time?
Our race will start about 9 o'clock. Our preparations for the race start about 6 o'clock that morning.
Okay. So Broadway will be closed from about 6 o'clock in the morning until when?
Till about 6 o'clock at night.
Okay. On this coming Sunday. So if you want to go, You park off Broadway, and you can walk and stand anywhere along the...
You don't even have to stand. You can bring... The city manager may not like me saying this, but it's our street that day, and you can bring your lawn chairs.
And sit right in the middle of Broadway?
Not in the middle of Broadway, but you can sit on the sidewalk.
Okay, okay.
And families come, they'll bring their food for lunch and sodas and mm-hmm. An umbrella. Or something for some shade, and just make a fun day of it.
So a lot of people will start getting there around 6 or 6:30 in the morning. What time does the race? The race starts at 9 o'clock.
About 9.
And how long does the race take?
Well, each race, an actual race, you got to look at the mechanics of this. One run down the hill is half of a race for the drivers. Okay. They each go down once on the north side, once on the south side of Broadway, and it's the overall winner on the time between those two opponents that advances.
Okay. So cheering them on really is what the spectators do.
That's their job.
Okay.
And our mission is to fill the sidewalks, so hopefully everybody will come down and,
all right,
and help make it fun for the
kids. So mark it on your calendar. It's this coming Sunday. Get there around 7 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock to get your space on the sidewalk.
Well, there'll be space if they came at 9. They'll still have...
Okay.
They'll
okay.
still be
we'll
good
just get there as early
away.
As you want. If yeah. We're out of time, Rick. More information, a phone number they can call?
573-881-3471.
Okay, 881-3471.
71.
Rick McKernan, thank you so much for coming by from the Downtown
Thanks,
Optimist Club. Tomorrow, Kathy Salter will be on talking about the special art gallery at Boone County Historical Society. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. And to see this program, to watch it, or to listen to it again, sign up for a free podcast or podcast, KBIA.org. Bye-bye.